The government, through Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu, yesterday announced that it was considering the notion of a basic income grant for unemployed South Africans between the ages of 18 and 59 years old. This in a bid to address the dire poverty levels in the country, which have been brought into sharper focus by the COVID crisis. This is a noble gesture in a country of high inequality and could genuinely ensure that millions of South Africans are able to live life that little bit better. But of course, the question is, or will be, is this going to be a straightforward goal to achieve and a sustainable one in the South African context? Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Stephen Devereaux. He's a development economist at the University of the Western Cape. Thank you so much, Dr. Devereaux, for joining us. So Minister Zulu says the idea of the basic income grant is back on the table. So clearly this is not a new phenomenon. It's been thought about before. Do we know why previously it wasn't implemented?
Good evening and thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
Yes, it's been a very long time coming, this putting the basic income grant back on the table. I remember Trevor Manuel, when he was Minister of Finance, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, saying South Africa would have a basic income grant over his dead body. They definitely didn't believe that it was affordable. There was a view that it would create dependency, that people would choose not to work or stop looking for work if they were able to get free money from the state. And that's why the grant system that we have has been very much structured around people who are vulnerable and not able to work. So the child support grant, the disability grant, the older persons grant, these are all targeting non-working groups. And the government has always been very reluctant to give transfers or social grants to the working age population because of the fear of dependency and, of course, the affordability issue.
Yeah. So obviously the basic income grant would serve as a safety net for those who haven't been fortunate enough to secure a job or an income. What would the best way be, you know, to implement this? So obviously SASSA already has the infrastructure in place through the post office to disperse funds. Would that be the way to go?
Absolutely, and I think that this is a great day. If it does come back on the agenda, I think this is a really fantastic development because, as you say, there's this huge gap in our social safety net or our social security system, which is the working age population who don't have access to social protection through, for example, unemployment insurance funds. If you're not working, you haven't made contributions to the fund or your UIF has run out, then you have no safety net whatever. And most people who are in that situation are actually living off grants indirectly because
yes.
Very often a caregiver is actually living off the child support grant of their child or the pension of the older relatives in the same household. And that has a big effect of diminishing the effectiveness of our social grants.
That's right.
For example, that we have 25% of children who are malnourished, even though 2/3 of children get the child support grant. One of the main reasons is that those child support grants are actually subsidizing unemployment because they're being diluted among unemployed adults. So if we could get put in place, if we could fill that gap, the coverage gap of the unemployed working poor, with a social grant that would give them enough income of their own to survive, that would also be an investment in the future of our children.
Yeah.
It would make the child support grant more effective. So to come to the point about implementation, definitely SASSA has got its problems and have had difficulties with implementation and delivery of the grants in the past. But overall, it is an amazing system and it does deliver 99% of the time, you know, benefits to people who need it and are entitled to receive them on time and in full. So the existing system, I think, with a bit of tweaking, could be managed to deliver this additional component of the social grants system, which would complete the safety net.
So one of the things Minister Zulu mentioned is that any basic income grant that's introduced would need to do so within the country's fiscal capabilities. And I think that aspect is obviously quite critical, especially in the country's current fiscal context, because whatever is dispersed would need to be meaningful, of course. Otherwise, why bother? So what are your thoughts in this regard?
Yes, I think we have to take account of the costs. I mean, it's all very well to make a moral case and say that people deserve it and they need it and they're entitled to have some kind of unemployment protection. But how can it be costed and paid for? You know, it's important to remember that we already spend a huge amount of money on social grants. I think the budget for this year is 175 billion. And then, of course, the government managed to mobilize 500 billion rand almost out of nowhere for the COVID-19 response, which was an amazing effort. So we can find the money when we need it. It's all about prioritizing and finding the political will to do so. But if we just take a couple of back-of-the-envelope calculations, of course, these figures depend a lot on which unemployment figure you believe, where what level you set this grant at, the basic income grant that's proposed. But if you were to take, for example, 350 rand, which is the current social release of distress grant, it's quite a limited amount. But if you use that and you assume we have 7 million people who are unemployed, which is also quite a low estimate, then they would come to about 30 billion rand a year, which is quite a small amount considering that the total social grants budget at the moment is 175 billion. Of course, if you were to increase the grant, if you made it something more around the food poverty line, which is currently around 1,200 rand, then it goes up to about 100 billion. And that is a huge amount of money, but even so, it's less than the time you spend on the social grants, and it's only a fifth of what was mobilized for the COVID-19 response.
Hmm. So how does a society try to balance the need to take care of those who need assistance on the one hand, while also ensuring that the education system and the economy at large actually do their part in aiding citizens to be productive members of society? Because people who are suspicious about grants, like Trevor Manuel, as you mentioned earlier, they argue that, they make some people lazy. There's a disincentive to go out there and try and, try to earn a living, even though a grant really can't take you that far. It can't really buy you that fancy sports car or that fancy suit. That's an argument, obviously, the world over. When I lived in the United Kingdom, people that I mixed with would laugh at people who are on social grants saying, oh no, they know that they can get pregnant and have a baby and they don't have to go and work and so on and so forth. So it's not just an argument that's used here in South Africa. So how do we get that balance right? Because ultimately we do want a society where most people who are of working age can be productive.
Yes, and I think you made a couple of important points there. Firstly, nobody could live on 350 rand a month. It's just impossible. Mm. So it would be important to give people additional income to enable them to at least buy their basic needs. But no one is going to be able to live a decent life on that amount of money.
Yeah.
So it would be a last resort position for people that really can't find work. And if you think about it, the economy is not just a job, but looking for work. You can see people on every street corner every morning looking for work. But they can't find the work. And so there's a question about whether it's their responsibility or whether it's our responsibility to support those people. You can see that a grant is something which is a charitable gesture by the state, or you can see that the right and the state is a duty bearer to care for its poorer citizens. And I think this argument has been made sometimes that people have a right to a share in the nation's wealth.
Yes.
It shouldn't be something which they are begging for from the government or they're lucky to get from the government. They have a right, they have an entitlement. But yes, we need to think about prioritizing and how do you balance the resource. Social grants on the one hand, education, investment in the economy on the other. And I think it's to realize that social grants are themselves an investment. Very often people who get social grants, or grant or pension money in their households, use some of that money for childcare, for transport costs, go and look for work, and there's evidence for that. So even in South Africa with our existing grants, we have found evidence that people use some of that money that they get from grants to invest in job seeking.
Mm.
It isn't just consumed or wasted, as some people would see it.
Yeah.
And the other point I would just add is that, yes, you're quite right that people look down on people who receive grants and think that they're just living a good life and having babies for the sake of getting grants and so on.
Yes.
People don't want to live like that, and most people don't enjoy being stigmatized like that.
Yes.
Most people would prefer the dignity of work if they have the opportunity. So invest in the poor, support the poor, and also at the same time try to invest in the economy to create jobs.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So economics is all about priorities. You have scarce resources and you have priorities you need to deal with. Given the country's limited fiscal pot, with poverty alleviation a key priority, if you were the finance minister, what priority would you set aside in order to be able to set aside, an income grant?
In order to raise money for the income grant, I think that it's clear that there's a lot of wasteful expenditure at the moment. It's shocked me how many qualified audits come out of municipalities and local governments. It's amazing how much money gets wasted on bailing out SAA indefinitely.
Mm.
There's lots of scope for clawing back some of that money, which isn't really being productively used at the moment, to invest it in the poor and to give support to the unemployed. And just to say it finally, this is not a basic income grant in the sense of everybody in the country getting, 100 rand or 500 rand a month. It's really just supporting the unemployed who have no alternative at the moment but to struggle to survive without any prospects of a future. So please let's find the money for this national priority. We have COVID-19 is a national disaster at the moment. Unemployment is equally a national disaster. It also needs the same kind of attention that COVID-19 is getting.
Yeah, you make many valid points. Thank you so much, Dr. Devereaux, for your time. He's a development economist at the University of the Western Cape.